Blog Talk Radio.
Angels, we have heard.
For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy court with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters all over this world. You are indeed listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, December the 3rd, 2023. Now, of course, I am Apostle Shalene Cook, but as always, I am joined by the phenomenal Spirit Alive family in the persons of Apostle Zeta Flowers, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Deacon William Isbell, and of course, we have our elders on the wall. Hallelujah, Brother and Sister Larson. So on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you here to this morning's service, and we pray that not only do you hear something that will lift your spirits, we pray that you will hear something that will truly bless your soul. Now, at this time, we are going to open in prayer with our very own Bishop Lester Carver. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Kofi. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Father, we thank you for your life and your grace and your mercy that you've given us. Father, we thank you for the love that we have for you growing each and every day. Father, we thank you for the love that we have for ourselves growing each and every day. Father, we thank you for the love that we have for others growing each and every day. Father, strengthen us with the ability to love our enemies. Father, give us the desire to see our enemies as our future brethren in Christ. Father, allow us to live a life of forgiveness so that we can draw many to you by showing them the power of your Holy Spirit within us. Father, I thank you for you giving us a desire to commune with you, to speak with you, to dwell with you, and to manifest your power in the earth through signs, miracles, and wonders as we believe in your word that you've given us so that we can walk in faith, confidence, and trust in you. Father, we thank you for you allowing us to be used by you to restore others, to heal others, to deliver others, to encourage others, to strengthen others, and to bring them to a knowledge of the deliverance that is available through your son, Jesus Christ, and his perfect blood that's paid for all of their sin and his broken body that is paid for their physical wholeness. Father, I thank you for you healing us, strengthening us, encouraging us, empowering us so that we can walk in the reality of the restoration that you made available
to us.
Your word being something that we stand on as our true deliverance. Father, allow us to be cleansed by your word daily. Allow us to be drawn to study your word so that we can learn to hear your voice. Father, so that we can learn to understand your heart and comprehend your ways that are far above our ways. Father, give us the wisdom to not judge you, but to accept all of your judgments as righteous and holy and necessary. Father, I thank you for the teaching and the ministry that's going to go forth today, helping to strengthen someone and encourage them and prepare them for what they're about to face this week, what they're about to do today. Father, allow souls to be won for your kingdom today. Allow people to submit their lives to you today by accepting your son, Jesus, as their master and Lord. Father, I thank you for all of the great promises that you made available to them, being accessible to them as a result of their submission to your son, Jesus Christ, as their master today. I thank you for the one who brings forth the word today. I thank you for you ministering to them. I thank you for you speaking through them mightily in a way that we all may be encouraged and we all may be strengthened and we all may be prepared to restore others today. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday, we are so blessed to ask the highly esteemed mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come forth. And she will read to us from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So my brothers and sisters, please retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen, and good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you, how near or far from me you are. I love you, and good love. Our meditational read morning is entitled, will be Mark 11, the 23rd verse. It reads, "For assuredly I to you, whatever says to the mountain, be removed and does not doubt in his heart, believe that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says." God says that we will have whatever we see. So whatever we have, we can get. Fortunately, we often say what we want. For example, we say, "I don't know why I do my money so fast. Even when my boss gives me an increment, it never seems to be enough money." And true enough, we see a lack of money at the end of every month. See, you will have whatever you say, good or bad. So why not change what you have been to? From now on, I will have more than enough, because Jesus became poor at the 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 talks about that. So poverty, what mountain difficulty, be it a mountain of debt or serious health condition, says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this thing, remove the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things will be done, and he will have ever says." Jesus highlights the importance of being to say three times. Word our problem today is reaching on believing than saying. So the reason why can say that they are not enough the word. But if we focus on saying God's word, faith will come. That's how God can say. He changed what Abraham was when he changed his name from Abram to Abraham, which means father of nations. You can read about that in Genesis 17. And from then on, when Abraham introduced himself, he would say, "Hi, my name is father of many nations." Love declares abundant things. Lord is my shepherd, I shepherd one. Psalms 23:1. Speak forth your healing. By Jesus' stripes I am healed. Isaiah 55. And you will have whatever you say. May the Lord add blessing favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the righteous words. Thoughts for the we want to be have, we can say it and have. Amen. Glory to God.
It's time for us to run this Sunday.
It's time for us to run this Sunday.
All around the world this time of year.
All around the world this time of year.
As a matter of
Hallelujah. All we need is love this Christmas and every day. Hallelujah. And one of the most loving things that we do here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience is that we go to the Lord in prayer and we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world because we believe, hallelujah, that when we pray, trusting, believing, and expecting God to do exactly what he says he will do, as the reading just said, he will do it. So right now, I want you to clear your mind and bow your heart. As you go, we go to the throne room with the woman of God, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go right into prayer. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for being present with us. We thank you for living in us and we living in you. And we just praise you for that this morning. We thank you that we can depend upon you for whatever our needs are. So we come to you this morning thanking you and praising your holy name. Because there is no greater name than the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray
Amen.
For those that are unsaved this morning. We pray, Lord,
yes, Lord God.
That you would save in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to use those of us, Lord, that have concern about those that are not saved. And we just pray, Lord, that many will be saved. We pray that their lives will be touched, that they will turn to you in the pardoning of their sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. They are told about you, and the good news goes forth. Hallelujah. That many will turn their lives over to you in the name of Jesus, even on this day. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We're claiming
thank you, Jesus.
All
yes.
over the world in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. We also lift up those that are those that are unhoused. We
yes,
pray for
Lord.
Shelter for them. We pray for their needs to be met in the name of Jesus. But most of all, we pray, Lord, that they will acknowledge you, that they will see you. Hallelujah. They will be told about you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will know and understand that they can have everything that they need. Hallelujah. By accepting you into their lives. We just pray for housing. We pray, hallelujah, for the basic needs that so many don't have right now. We also lift up the sick and the shut in. We pray, Lord, that you will remember them today, that you will go or send where they are in the name of Jesus. That they will be touched by your love, that they will be touched, hallelujah, by the prayers, hallelujah, that are being prayed over them. We pray that even those that are down, hallelujah, that they will be raised up in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Touch, Lord. Heal in the name
yes.
of Jesus. We also
yes.
lift up the political situations all over the world.
Yes, Lord.
The United States
yes.
and all the other countries, Lord. Hallelujah, where there is political unrest. We pray that you would move in these situations, that you would straighten
yes,
out these situations in the name of Jesus, because we know that only you can. We also lift up the churches that have been bombed recently, and we lift up those ones that are suffering from losses, not only from the buildings, but also for the lives that have been lost. We pray for the families of these ones.
Yes.
We pray
yes.
for the pastors, for the leaders of
yes,
these churches.
Lord.
We pray for their lives. We pray, hallelujah, for all of these, Lord, that have been bombed and all kinds of things happening. We come against this racial situation all over the world.
Yes. Yes,
fightings
Lord.
And and hatred
Lord.
Come against spirit of hatred and
yes,
we call
Lord.
Forth in the name of Jesus among your people in Jesus' name. We lift up those that are oppressed today, those that are depressed, hallelujah, that are having all kinds of anxiety and over the world situations and feeling like they have
yes.
no hope.
Yes.
We pray that they will be touched today, hallelujah, that you will turn their lives around, that things will be better for them, hallelujah, that they will be able to cope in the name of Jesus, that they will be strengthened, hallelujah, that they will be healed, that they will be saved in the name of Jesus. We also pray for protection over our children. So many children are dying just through carelessness. And
yes,
so
Lord,
touch and foster parents not taking care of the children that they're watching over, and even parents being careless about their children, and children are dying in different kinds of situations, getting hold of drugs and all kinds of things. So we pray for the children. We pray for your hand of protection upon them
yes.
in the name
yes.
of Jesus,
yes.
in Jesus' name. And we pray also for those that are in prison, all of the ones that are incarcerated. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will come to know you in the pardoning of their sins, that somebody will share the good news with them while they are confined, while they are incarcerated. We pray that they will be touched, that they will be reached in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That they will know freedom, hallelujah, in a way that they have never known it, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for those that are suffering from natural disasters, floods, fires, and all kinds of disasters caused by man and those that are not. We pray for them in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will allow them to rebuild, and most of all, that they will look to you in the name of Jesus. We pray for those still that have been affected by the wars. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus, and we pray for those that have been hurt through all kinds of violences. We pray, Lord, that you will step into these situations in the name of Jesus,
yes.
where there is violence. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. And we
Amen.
Also pray for those that are just in bondage to sin. We pray, Father God, that they will be loose from this bondage, that they will know you, praise God, and that they will begin to serve you, that they will understand and know that their only hope is in you, Christ Jesus, praise God, and
yeah.
help them to trust in you and to know that even the help that has brought to them and the different needs that have been met, we pray that they will understand that it is you that is coming to their aid. Hallelujah. That your
yes,
their help
Lord.
Is from you. Praise God.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Them to look
yes.
unto you, Lord, where their help comes from. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We pray for families today. That families will become stronger in the name of Jesus as they come to know you. We pray for marriages. We pray for those marriages that are broken. We pray that you will move in these situations in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will be counseled, that they will know, hallelujah, what it is to be married and how to treat one another. We
yeah.
pray for strength in marriages
yeah.
today in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we just lift up our own households. We pray, Lord, this morning that you would move in our homes and in the name of Jesus. And where there is strife, we pray, Hallelujah, for peace to come forth in the name of Jesus. And we also pray for those, Lord, that are feeling at a loss because the holidays are approaching, and we pray for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that are without families, those that are not close to their loved ones, those that are feeling alone, we pray that you would touch them in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, and that they will not be caught up with the commercial Christmas, but they will know and understand that you are the Savior of the world, in the name of Jesus, and that they need to know you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today, we lift up Spirit Alive Ministries. We pray, Lord, that you, as you always do, that you will bless in the name of Jesus, that your spirit will continue to be poured out in the name of Jesus on the broadcast and the teachings, and all of that will have a great effect on the listeners. We pray for those that are listening in this morning.
Yes.
We pray that somebody will accept you in their lives today, in the name of Jesus, by the word of God that they have heard. And we thank you for that.
Yes,
if there's
Lord,
anyone
yes, Lord.
Present this morning among us, we pray that if they are sick today, whatever their needs
good.
Might be, maybe they need a breakthrough, hallelujah, in different ways, we pray for that to happen for them in the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus. In Jesus'
yes.
name. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. We pray for each one that needs a hand touch from you. We also pray for Evangelist Michelle Scott. We
yes.
pray for her, Lord. We know she has had her surgery, but we still lift her up to you.
Yes,
we ask, Lord.
Lord,
that you will bless her
yes.
through her recovery.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that she will feel your presence. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We also pray for those that are taking care of her in the hospital. We
yes.
pray, Lord, that they will treat her in the way that she should be treated, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we just thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for all that you're doing for each and every one of us. We thank
mm-hmm.
you for your multiple gifts. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When we walk out our doors, hallelujah, to go wherever we go, you are with us. Your hand of protection is upon us. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, hallelujah, for being clothed in your righteousness. We thank you for that. We thank you that
yes.
you have us prepared for whatever comes against us. And we thank you for the victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord.
hallelujah, and glory to God. Saints, it is now time for this morning's message. And I am going to bless you this morning because I'm going to tell you to relax. And before I get into the message this morning, first, I want to give a whole lot of honor to God, my Heavenly Father, and to my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. And then I'm going to move all around the room, and I want to give honor to all of the beautiful servant leaders here at Spirit Alive, and then to each and every one of you, hallelujah, the children of God. I would just like to say good morning. God bless you, and may love, mercy, and peace rule in your household. And before I begin, I would also like to begin with the word of prayer. Oh, Most High, come before your throne of grace, just asking that you empty me of myself. Step into this body of clay and teach this lesson in a way, Father God, that your people will be encouraged, will be equipped, will be edified.
Yes.
Lord, help me to teach this lesson in a way that it will make disciples that will make disciples. And I pray, Lord, if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin this morning, that they will hear something during this teaching that will cause them to want to give their lives to you and make you their Lord and their Savior. It is in your Son, Jesus' name, I do pray it all. Amen and amen. Ha! After all this teaching in the book of Acts, I'm going to come from one scripture today and one scripture only, and it's found in Matthew 1:21. And the word of God declares, and she shall bring forth and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Saints of God, as we all well know, the silver bells are ringing, the jingle bells are jingling, and big oversized Santas and reindeers have began to appear on lines all over our city, letting us know that it's Christmas time. Wow. I can't believe that we are in the midst of yet another holiday season. And as we prepare for Christmas, I sometimes wonder how many more Christians have allowed the Savior to be stolen from their celebrations. You know, family, it seems that we've all but sterilized the true meaning of Christmas, and we've been inoculated by the familiarity of the nativity scene. And have you noticed that Merry Christmas is being replaced more and more with Happy Holidays? Or how the question, are you ready for Christmas, is often called for, do you have all your shopping done? You see, it's so easy to walk right past that mall nativity scene with Jesus in the manger when our arms are full of gifts, isn't it? You know, with all the dashing around, shopping, decorating the house, baking Santa-shaped cookies, waiting in line to see Santa, and arguing with the spouse about finances or the timing of family get-togethers, I believe it can be real hard for some to remember that Christmas is really all about Jesus. So what does Christmas mean to you? You know, to some people it means hard work because the stores are crowded with shoppers, the post office is overflowing with mail, and the trains and buses and planes are carrying people in record crowds now that they can get out again after COVID. Now, to some people, Christmas simply means a visit home. And surely this is the best time of all the year to be with your loved ones. Now, to some people, Christmas means a sad memory because they look back over the year and think of the loved ones who have left them behind. And to some people, Christmas means reverence. They talk about Christmas liquor. Now, how they can connect whiskey with the blessed name of our Lord and Savior is beyond me. But still, to millions of people, Christmas means absolutely nothing. because they don't know Jesus. So December 25th, for them, is just another day. Oh, hallelujah. But Christmas means everything to us that have a real relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, to real Christians, Christmas means that God loves us with all his heart. It means that God has regarded our lost condition and has done something about it. It means that God has given us the best Christmas gift that even he could give, his only beloved son, Christ Jesus. And right now, you can hear great crooners like Bing Crosby or Nat King Cole or Dean Martin sing all about how they are dreaming of a white Christmas. But my question for us today is, are we dreaming of the right Christmas? Because I'm here to declare this morning through this teaching that to have a right Christmas, certain things must be present in that Christmas. First and foremost, in order to have a right Christmas, you must make room for Jesus. Listen, we know the story, Christmas story. When Mary and Joseph came to the innkeeper said, "We have no room for you." Now, thanks to God, this was a man who missed Christmas and all of its meaning. For you see, he had many guests in his hotel, but they were soon gone and forgotten. But oh, hallelujah, just think if he had allowed Jesus to have been born there. This would have changed his hotel and his whole life. So today, if you say, "I have no room for Jesus," and if your heart and your life are filled with other things, I'm here to tell you this morning that you are missing out on everything that is good. And it would be a great thing for you to throw out everything else and make room for Jesus this Christmas. And now this not only means the sins of the flesh, but also the sins of disposition. Maybe you are envious of someone. Maybe you hate someone. Maybe you resent someone. Maybe you have an unforgiving spirit towards someone. Oh, but I came to tell you what a wonderful experience you can have this Christmas if you would just cast every evil thing out of your heart right here and right now. You know, there's a story told about a whaling captain, and he went to church one Sunday. And after the sermon, the preacher talked to him, and he found out that the sermon made no impression upon this captain. Because when he asked how the sermon was, the captain replied, "To tell the truth, sir, all the time that you were talking, I was thinking about where I could most likely find my next whale. I have no room in my heart for anything else but whale." Now, I want to ask you this morning, is this true for you? Is your heart so full of other things that there's no room in it for Jesus? You know, when we travel along the highway, we often see the sign, "No vacancy," on the front of many of the hotels and motels. And there may be someone within the sound of my voice that has hung that same sign around their heart as far as Jesus is concerned. Maybe you have said to Jesus, "There's no room here for you. My heart is all filled up. Go away." Oh, but I humbly submit that you should make a change today. Hallelujah. You need to make room for Jesus if you want to have a right Christmas. And if you want to have a right Christmas, I'm going to tell you something else. It must. Hear me now, it must include worship. Listen, when Jesus was born, a wonderful miracle of nature took place. The heavens opened up and the angels came down to speak to a group of shepherds on a Judean hill, as recorded in Luke 2:11-12. Now, the shepherds went to town
found the baby and knelt down and worshiped him. So if we're going to have a right Christmas, we must bow down and worship him also. I asked you this morning, does worship have a place in your life? And I'm asking it sincerely because I'm beginning to think that worship is becoming a lost art form for many Christians today. Oh, you know, they just don't have time to stop and look up towards the hills from which cometh their help. They don't have time to seek God's face and worship them. Some never even enter God's house. They're quick to tell you, I can worship God just as well in my house as I can in the church. But in reality, saints, they never worship him anywhere. But even the heathen looks up to the sun and worships. The dog worships as he gazes into his master's face. The baby worships his mother. But some of God's children that have been saved and blessed in a million and one ways just keep going on and on and on, and they never lift their hearts to praise God. Do you know that it said that Longfellow could take a worthless sheet of paper and he could write a poem on it, and that poem could become worth $60,000? Rockefeller could sign his name to a check and it would be worth millions. The mechanic can take about $15 worth of material and turn that job into a $500 job. The artist can take a cheap piece of canvas and paint a picture which in future years will be worth thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you better hear me when I say, God can take a worthless, sinful life, wash it in the blood of Jesus, put his spirit in it, and make it a blessing to the world. Huh. Now. So I ask you this morning, are you one of those who is leaving worship out of your life? Are you one of those that just won't take the time to praise God? Well, as Christmas approaches, I beseech you to make a commitment to place Jesus first in your life today.
Yes. Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah. If we want to have a right Christmas, first of all, we got to make sure we're entertaining the guest of honor, Jesus. If we want to have a right Christmas, hallelujah, we need to be worshiping him in spirit and in truth. And to have a right Christmas, we have to understand that includes the grace of giving. Huh. The love of giving. In the Christmas story, we see the wise men coming to bring their gifts to Jesus. We even sing about the three wise men. But the Bible doesn't tell us how many there were, because in various Christmas pictures, we see the wise men bringing their gifts to a stable. However, it is most likely that they brought these gifts later on when Jesus was older, and not to the stable, but to a house. And what were these gifts? Well, the word of God declares that they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Each gift was a gift of value.
Yeah.
See, now, saints, we know more about Jesus than they did. He has done more for us than he did for them at the time. And I'm talking about at the time. So I ask you this morning, are you giving of yourself? Are we giving our time and our talents and even our money to God? Are we trying to make a difference in the life of somebody else? Let me tell you something. This touched my heart when I read this, and I had to slap it up in this teaching. You see, there was a certain Christian man who went to see the lawyer, who he was also a Christian, and the man said to the lawyer, I am having a hard time, and I want you to draw bankruptcy papers for me. Now, the lawyer said, I will tell you something better. I will tell you the way to pay all of your debts and avoid disgrace. If you will just simply begin to give God your time, your talents, and your money, surely God will bring you out of this difficulty, because he promises to pour out his blessings upon those who tithe. Now, you try this method for 6 months,
yeah,
and if it doesn't work, come on back to me and I'll draw up them bankruptcy papers. Now, the man promised to do this, and he stuck to his promise. Thanks to God, I'm here to tell you the man never did return for those bankruptcy papers. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, when we obey God,
yeah,
he blesses us.
Glory.
Hallelujah. He rewards,
yes, he
obedience.
Does.
You know, and I'm here to tell you this morning,
yeah,
he loves a cheerful giver. And the matter of giving reached a climax on the cross. Look at Jesus as he dies there. What is he doing? He is giving, giving all that he has for you and for me. We would be on our way to hell if,
yeah,
Jesus hadn't given himself for us. But even though so many of us Christians profess to know that, if we were to look at the attendance records of churches all over the world, we would find that hundreds and thousands of church members have not given God 1 hour of their time. And if we can look at their financial records, we could also find that thousands have not given him a penny. You see, they are not giving to anyone, anywhere, in any way. Now, do you think that's right? Because I don't. Why must Jesus give everything and we don't have to give anything in return? If we want to have a right Christmas, we need to be about extending that love of God, that grace of God, that joy of God, that peace of God. Why? Because,
yeah,
in order to have a right Christmas, that includes telling other people about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you this.
Yes.
We look up and listen to the angel. You see, for many years, men had looked for the Messiah. They had longed for him to come and fill their hearts with satisfaction and peace and joy. Now here comes the angel and announces that he has been born. The long night of waiting is over. But you know what? Men are still in the darkness of sin. Why? Because they are looking for something that satisfies, something that which will give them peace and joy. And we all those that love the Lord know what they need. They need some Jesus. And you know how come we should tell them that they need some Jesus? Because we found the remedy for ourselves. Lord, this is a spirit right here. I am praying that God gives to me. There was a young missionary. There was a young woman who applied for the Foreign Mission Board for appointment as a missionary. And she said, I must go to Japan as a missionary. I must go to Japan. And when they asked her why she felt so strongly that she must go to Japan, you know what this young lady said? That she said, they killed my brother, and I must go and take Jesus to them. Oh, hallelujah. You talk about Bishop Carver saying, asking the Lord to help us to pray for our enemies. Oh, hallelujah. That's the spirit right there. Glory to God.
Glory.
And then, hallelujah,
thank
had
you,
a friend
Jesus,
who really blessed me with his testimony, because he told me about coming out of his office on a windy, cold day, and he said the snow and the rain and the sleet were all mixed up, and the wind whipped fiercely around him. He rolled up his collar and ran for his car, but he didn't reach his car. Because in the doorway of a store, he saw a 10-year-old boy. The boy was blue and shivering. The man could see that he had been crying. The little fellow looked so pitiful that the man stopped and asked him about his trouble. He said, what's wrong, son? The boy said, nothing, mister. I'm all right. But then my friend spoke more kindly to the boy so that the boy would tell his story. The little boy said to him, "My father sent me for some groceries. He gave me $10 to buy them with. But my hand was so cold, the money slipped out and I lost it. And I'm afraid to go home." The man told the boy to go home, that his father would understand. But the little boy shook his head and said, "You don't know my dad. He will be drunk and he will almost kill me. I'll have to wait until he goes to bed or leaves home."
Oh, my.
Garrett told the boy that he would help him. So he went on over to the store with him and bought the groceries and paid for them. And he told the little boy not to tell his father about losing the money. Oh, the little boy thanked him so sincerely. And then in a moment with great emotions, he set the groceries down on the counter, put his arms around his waist, and choking up and fighting back the tears, he said, "I wish you was my daddy." Garrett said he walked around for blocks in the rain and the sleet and snow trying to find somebody else he could help. See, the joy that we get when we serve God.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. When we go tell somebody about Jesus. And see, telling somebody about Jesus is not just lip service. Telling about somebody about Jesus is showing them what Jesus would do. Telling somebody about Jesus, hallelujah, is letting them know that they are loved and God loves them. Hallelujah. I praise God this morning because, see, I know that not only is Jesus the reason for the season, this season, I know that Jesus is the reason for every season. Oh, hallelujah. And when I think about how he raised me, how he saved me, all I can do is shabak the Lord. All I can do is barak the Lord. I have to worship him. I have to praise him. I have to say hallelujah, because hallelujah is the highest praise, thanks to God. And so every Christmas season, I make it a point to go out and find the lost. I make it a point to go out and show love to the homeless. I make it a point to give a kind word to that prostitute. I make it a point to give an encouraging word to that drug addict. I make it a point to raise up, hallelujah, one who has been beaten down. And all I need to do that is love. And the Spirit of God that lives within me. And then as I do that, not only am I going to tell it, hallelujah, they will go tell it. Let me tell you something. Jesus has been so good to me, I'm going to tell it from the mountaintop. I'm going to tell it from the rooftop. I'm going to tell it over the under the overpass. I'm going to tell it over the overpass. Anywhere I see people that I don't think know Jesus, I'm going to be sharing his love with them, because that is the real meaning of Christmas. And that's having a real Christmas. Hallelujah. When we make Jesus, hallelujah, our honored guest. When we worship him and we thank him, not for the gift, the material gift, but when we thank him for our salvation, when we thank him, hallelujah, for bringing us up and out. When we thank him for the eternal life that comes through only knowing him. Hallelujah. It should cause you to say hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Gracious, loving, and merciful Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you help us all to remember the true meaning of the season, that we may share the song of the angels and the gladness of the shepherds and the worship of the wise men, Father God. I pray that you close the doors of hate and open the doors of love all over the world, and let kindness come with every gift and good wishes with every greeting. Father God, please deliver us from evil by that blessing that only your Holy Son brings. And teach us to be merry with clean hearts. God, I'm coming to tell you, we're grateful, Lord Jesus, that your story has become our story. And we, at this time, in this season, we celebrate your birth. Oh, hallelujah. We pray that you will continue giving us a profound sense of your abiding presence and help us to take heart the wonder of your love, that we may walk in your ways and delight in your will. Oh, Lord, I pray that you help us, Lord God, to be faithful, gracious, loving, giving, and forgiving people that you would have us to be. Lord, I'm just praying that this Christmas season, grant us all the light of Christmas, which is faith, the warmth of Christmas, which is purity, the righteousness of Christmas, which is justice, the belief in Christmas, which is truth, the all of Christmas, which is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. And to God be the glory. Well, thank you. That's my teaching for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So at this time, we are just going to let our beloved pastor come, and she will seal this teaching with prayer, and then we will have Apostle Zeta come, and she is going to extend an invitation into a relationship with Christ Jesus for anyone whose heart was pricked today, and that will be followed by a mighty word for the men from our pastor, Pastor Lester Carver. But at this time, we are going to ask that our beloved pastor and prophetess and intercessor, Vanessa, come forth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Cook, for that message about worship and how it is during this time of year that we be focused on our relationship with God. I thank you, Lord, today for sealing this message. I thank you, Lord, today for the hearts that received it based on what we need. You know, Lord, what we need to hear, what we need to be reminded of with the influx of the holidays coming in and all the different distractions that are going on. I thank you, Lord, today that this season, specifically, that you begin to speak to us about what you want us to give as it pertains to worshiping you, trusting you, believing you, standing on your word, believing and strengthening others, whatever it may be. But I thank you, Lord, today that we receive this in our hearts with peace, with all the different things that are going on in the world, Lord. I pray, Lord, today that we hear with your heart and we see with your eyes what is needed today as it pertains to expression of worship. And I thank you, Lord, today for strengthening the words that will be applicable throughout the week, that it will produce much fruit in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. At this time, we will have Apostle Zeta Flowers come back into the room, and she has a special invitation. And I want every unbeliever to open your heart and open your ears to the woman of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you have heard a wonderful word. Praise God, the true word of God. And I trust that everybody that heard it has been touched by the word. Praise God. And hopefully we're believing that somebody is ready to come to the Lord, that someone is ready to come to God today to be able to be free of their sins and to trust God and to live for him. Praise God. So I'm going to just share some scriptures with you, and we're going to go a little further. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read out of Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 28 through the 30th verses. And it says, and this is Jesus speaking, praise God. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And we know that there are many people that are heavy laden, people that are just tired, hallelujah, of perhaps living the life that they've been living for some time. But Jesus is saying to you today, come unto me, praise God. And he says, I will give you rest, praise God, and you will find rest unto your souls, praise God, hallelujah. Is there anyone that's tired today of living the way that they have been living, living a sinful life, and are ready to turn to Jesus on this day? Today is your appointed time. You don't have to wait any longer. You can come to know Jesus today. You can accept Jesus in your heart today. Hallelujah. Because he loves you that much. Praise God. Hallelujah. He died for us. Hallelujah. On Calvary. Praise God. Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. So you can have that. We can have that in Jesus Christ. I'm going to go over to Romans, the 10th chapter, and we're going to share a few verses here. But if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, you certainly can today. Those that have known Christ and have backslidden, you can come back to him and repent. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. And start your new life all over again. Praise God. And be transformed. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right. I'm going to read the eighth verse in Romans chapter 10. Praise God. You've heard the word. So the word is very close. Hallelujah. We just heard it. Hallelujah. It says the word is nigh. The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The ninth verse says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him, raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. So it begins in the heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we hear the word of God, that word touches us. That word becomes life. Hallelujah. That word convicts us. Hallelujah. And brings us to that place where we want to be saved, where we want to live right. Praise God. And so you have that opportunity. Verse 10 says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And salvation is for anyone, anybody. Praise God, because Jesus died for us all. Hallelujah. And the 11th verse says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Praise God. There, you don't have to continue to feel guilty or, hallelujah, bear that burden of shame any longer. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you're ready to accept Jesus today in your heart and be saved, I'm ready to pray with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray this prayer. And if you pray this prayer and you believe, you're believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. That he died for us. Hallelujah. That he loved us so much that he died for us. But he rose again on the third day. Hallelujah. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, still having concern and love and praying for us even still. Praise God. All right, I'm going to pray this prayer. Father God,
I desire to be saved. I no longer want to live the life that I've been living. I want to live a righteous life with you, Christ Jesus. I want to learn more about you. I really want my life to change. And from what I've heard, I know that you can change my life if I accept you. And I am ready to be saved. I'm ready to know more about you. And I accept you into my heart right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you have prayed this prayer along with me, you are saved. You are automatically saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus is with you. Hallelujah. And he promised to never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to pray another prayer just for you. Father God, I pray for this one or these ones that have accepted you, that they will, that you will lead them to a place where they can learn more about you, that they can be in a Bible-believing church, a spirit-filled atmosphere, and learn more about you. Praise God. Amen. God bless you.
And glory to God. Bishop, hallelujah. Come on in the room, sir.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. I thank you for the opportunity to share with the men today. And the word for the men today is that we are sons of God with a heart of a servant. And why this is so important is because if we go all the way back to the days of Noah, when Noah cursed his son Canaan, told him that he would be servant of servant among his brethren. Then we fast forward all the way to when Jesus Christ came and reversed the curse and washed his own disciples' feet and said that he who would be greatest among you would be servant of you all. Then we get to the promise directly to us, which is who we are through the work that Jesus Christ fulfilled when he was here on earth through his death, burial, and resurrection. So when we look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." We are sons of God. And we have to understand that this is the extent of God's love to us and that he has made us his son. And so we have to see that the curse of servanthood has been broken. And yet we have to have the heart of a servant in order to exhibit the greatness of God on earth. So when we look at what it says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." And so we have to understand that we have been elevated from the level of a servant according to the curse, and we have been elevated to the level of a son, and we are no more a servant, but we are sons. And we're not only sons, but we're heirs of God through Christ. So we have to allow the Spirit of God to come into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, as sons of God, and then understand that having a heart of service allows us to begin to exhibit God's greatness in our life. So when we look at what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, They are the sons of God. So as we are led by the Spirit of God, it is confirmed that we are sons of God because we allow God's heart of service toward others to lead us in what we do so that we can build others up. We can strengthen others, deliver others, encourage others, and then become those men of God that God has called us to be. And this last verse I'd like to share is in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, where it says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be in the future, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." So I'd like to just encourage each one of you to know that you are son of God and have the heart of service so that you can allow God to exalt you to that level of greatness that he wants to place you at in the earth. That is the word for the men today.
And what a mighty word it was, dear Bishop. What a mighty word it was. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have been in the midst of a wonderful worship service. I would just like to thank Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, our elders Lee and Terry Larson. I'd like to thank Mother Mitchell. And last but not least, I'd like to thank Apostle Zeta Flowers for their faithful service. I'd like to thank all of you who took time out of your busy day to tune in and join us for praise and worship. And we pray that this Christmas season, you will tell everybody that you know that Jesus and Jesus alone is the reason for the season, and that you will be dreaming of a right Christmas. Hallelujah. That you will be dreaming of a Christmas that's filled with the love of God so that you might bless others. So on behalf of myself and all of the Spirit of Life family, I'd like to say we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. And now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly. My brothers and sisters, go with God, go in peace. And remember, God loves you and so do we. And we pray that you continue to follow us right here on the Spirit Alive Network throughout the holiday season because you will be encouraged. Hallelujah. So, everybody that's in the sanctuary, your mics are unmuted, but and everybody else, you are dismissed. Spirit Alive family, I love you dearly. God bless you all. Have a beautiful week, bless everybody.
You. Great day. You're the best.
Amen.
All of you. God
everybody,
bless
have a good week.
Love you, everybody.
Brother Lee, Sister Lee.
Thank you. To you as well, my friend. Mm-hmm.